Here's Jesus is produced by Spiritus Publications by the Pollys. All rights reserved. This is Speaker Linda Polly. It's August 22nd, 2007. And here's Jesus, temporarily featuring God. This first segment was originally released December 30th, 2002.
Nazarene, our young friend Gibby is back again with more great questions. First he asks, Nazarene, how true are the stories about the Holy Grail, and what exactly is the truth behind them?
Gibby always has some interesting questions, Alora. He has a very inquisitive mind, and in this particular situation, I'm not exactly sure what he's referring to. If he's talking about the healing power of the Grail, definitely, it does have that. If he's talking about the fact that the Grail is safely hidden away by some very trusted people in a place where nobody will find it, and I guarantee they'll never find it, then surely all that is quite true also. The Grail has had many, many adventures over the ages, and I can't tell, Gibby, exactly what ones you're talking about. It has been stolen, it has been recovered, it has been stolen again, it has been recovered again. It was in the hands of some very corrupt people, and now is in the hands of some very good people, and we guarantee it will never get into the hands of the corrupt people again, who are misusing its power for unholy men. But the Grail is an artifact from the Last Supper. It was the last cup I ever drank out of, and it was passed around at the table and was also drank out of by the disciples and all the women that were there. So it was empowered with the power of everybody that was in that room, and the power of everybody in that room was incredible. There were people in there empowered with great skills. So the Grail exists, my young friend. Don't worry, it's safe.
Thanks, Nazarene. It's wonderful the Grail is still with us somewhere, and that it really does have great power. Wonder what it looks like.
It looks, Alora, like a simple goblet of baked earthenware. Not very fancy at all. That's the way of God's power.
We'll be back after the break. This is Speaker Linda Polly. My husband has written many stories that we can't publish because they use characters from other people's stories, so we have prepared a fan fiction site purely for people's enjoyment. The address is http://spiritus.tripod.com/fanfiction.htm.
This message was sent to Kevin and Bean, K-Rock, Los Angeles, August 1st, 2007. Good morning, guys. God here. I would like to speak to you today about the incident that occurred between a priest and some skateboarders in Canberra, Australia. First of all, I would like to say that I agree with people completely that the priest went too far. He used language that should not have been used, and he used physical force, and that was completely inappropriate. I must say that I admire these skateboarders. I admire their skill. I really enjoy watching them perform on these skateboards. But there is a place for everything. And the priest was right in what he was saying when he was telling these young people that they should not be using these skateboards on sacred ground, on church property. This is wrong. I understand there is a meeting of these skateboarders taking place in your community right now. I would appreciate it very much if you would speak to them and say, look, fellas, would you circulate a petition and say that you agree with God and that people should not skateboard on sacred property, on sanctified ground, that they should stay off this property, even though it's a good place to skateboard on. They should not do this because this is a place for people to be at peace, to be at prayer, to be coming and going without worrying about some young man come flying by on one of these skateboards and hitting them and knocking them down. There is a time and a place for everything. I admire these young people. I admire their skill. But I ask them to respect my property, to respect my sacred ground, and not use their skateboards on it. If you could speak to them on this matter, I would appreciate it very very much.
We'll be back again.